as a final shear in Hilchot Yichud for the time being. I want to flag up a number of issues which are discussed by Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Evan Ha'ezer Chelek Dalet Simut Samach Hay, where he discusses a number of different points, which we can't go into depth, but I think are worth flagging up. So the first point that he discusses is the question of women attending intimate examinations with the doctor, where the door is obviously closed. Is that an issue of yichud or not? And he says that it's not an issue of yichud. It's permitted because the doctor's involved in his job. There are other patients and receptionists waiting outside, etc., etc. So the couple's not going to be intimate in that case because they know that other people are itching to, you know, come in, and that can't take too long there. But if those concerns were absent, then there would be an issue of yichud. Having said that, many people recommend nowadays that women should try and have intimate examinations if possible with a female doctor, or if that's not possible, at least that there should be another nurse in the room or something like that to make sure that there's no abuse of the situation. Second point that he discusses is the question of Petach Patuach L'Rishut HaRabim. This is one of the heterim of Yichud, is that if the door is open and people can come in and out, so then it's not a problem of Yichud, and a man and a woman who aren't related to each other can be in the house or in the room, and other people are going to come through. And the point of discussion amongst the Achronim is, to what degree does the door need to be open? Some Achronim say it actually needs to be open so that people walking past in the street can see what's going on in the house. Others say, no, it just needs to be not locked, so that anybody could just walk in and come into the house without being stopped. Rav Moshe has a very big chiddush here. He says even if the door is locked, but not sort of double bolted, it's going to be permissible. Why is that? Because if it's during the daytime hours, you know, people might come to the house and ring the doorbell, knock on the door, whatever, expect an answer. And if there's no answer, they'd wonder what's going on. Why hasn't the person come to the door? So therefore, there's no issue of yichud, because a person's not going to be intimate when they know that anybody can just come to the door. Rav Osher Weiss in he disagrees very strongly with this, and his logic I think makes a lot of sense. He says there can be any number of reasons why a person doesn't open the door during the daytime, even though somebody rings. They might be asleep, they might not be at home, they might just not want to be disturbed. And therefore he thinks that in that case it would be an issue of yichud, and another solution would need to be found. A further point that he discusses is the heter of Baala Ba'ir. This is another leniency with yichud, that if a woman's husband is in town, so then there's no prohibition of yichud if she's together with another person. And this is an actual fact of discussion amongst the Rishonim, what the reason is for this. Rashi in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, he says, Demistifemi Baal Hashta Ati. She's worried that, you know, or the couple are worried that maybe the husband will show up at any time. Whereas the Rambam in Hilchot Isurei Be'er, Perek Kaf Bet, Halacha Yud Bet, he says, Mipnei She'emat Baala Aleha. She's frightened of her husband, or in awe of her husband. So there's a machloket in the Achronim as to whether Rashi or the Rambam and the Rambam are arguing or not. The Binat Adam, that's the Chokhmat Adam, he says, no, the Rambam is simply explaining what Rashi is saying. She's frightened that her husband might show up. And that means she's frightened because her husband might show up. That's the sole consideration. Others say, no, it's different reasons here. Rashi's saying that no, the husband might show up, and that's why there's no yichud. Whereas the Rambam is saying, no, even the husband's not going to show up, the fact that she knows he's in town is going to stop a woman having an intimate relationship with anybody else. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to focus on Rashi's explanation, and he says that this heter isn't effective when the husband's working on the other side of town and he's not going to come home till the end of the workday. It's only effective when he might come home and surprise her. But a person who's got a job elsewhere, and he's got a 9-to-5 job, never comes home early, then that's not a heter. But there's some discussion about this amongst the poskim, and others do take a more lenient view. The final point that I want to flag up is the question of yichud with an elderly man. Is a woman allowed to, perhaps this comes up, you know, with carers and something like that, is a woman allowed to be in a situation of yichud with an elderly man who is probably past the stage of being able to have an intimate relationship? So Rav Moshe says that the prohibition of yichud still applies unless he's bedridden and clearly unable to be intimate. If that were the case, then there wouldn't be an issur yichud. But just because he's old and seems to be unstable on his feet and weak, that in itself wouldn't be a permitting factor. Rav Osher Weiss discusses this point also in Minchat Asher Chelek Aleph Siman Pei Tet. Talks about a person who's in an old age home of some sort, and turns out that at night all the staff are women. And is there an issue there of yichud? And he comes to the conclusion that yes, but it's not a matter that the person has to be moved out immediately, because seeing as he's elderly and it's not a case of yichud d'oraita, meaning because there are multiple women there, so one can be lenient in the case of an elderly person until a proper suitable facility is found. Ad kan.